You are tuned to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Welcome to our spring show here at Bemidji State University. I am joined on stage by Gary Rosman from the Beltrami County Historical Society.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Gary. First off, I got to ask you, what's the hot, hip, happening thing happening at the Beltrami County Historical Society?
That's interesting you should ask. I'll tell you, we are celebrating Women's History Month right now. We are co-hosting, along with the Bemidji Public Library, a series of lectures celebrating the achievements of some notable female physicians, poets, other great figures throughout history. We're very happy about that. We are actually collaborating with BSU, our hosts tonight, on the college's centennial anniversary. We're consulting with the Beltrami County Administration on a flag, which we don't have yet. Yeah, we're very excited. Can I give a quick shout out to my mom, speaking of notable women?
Now would be the time.
Hi, Ma.
Okay. Now, you're a historian. So as a historian, what do you think defines the history of this place?
Interesting. You know, what I've noticed is that there seems to be a common thread revolving around transportation in Beltrami County, in this part of the state. From canoes to trains to cars, there seems to be a lot going on as far as getting here. Would you like to see my train whistle?
Maybe. Oh, it's a real train whistle. Oh, God, thanks.
Thank you. These are available in our museum shop. And for those with young kids, for a small fee, I'll remove every trace of them out of our gift shop before your youngster comes in.
You're going to make thousands of dollars within minutes.
Well, we're a nonprofit, so...
Absolutely. It helps. Every little bit helps. And I have about seven of those from various train places, so I know what you're talking about. Hey, what can we learn from local history that we can apply to our times?
I guess I would say that, ironically, one of the constants in life is change. So what I've found is that it doesn't really make sense to get hung up on the present moment. For good or bad, this too shall pass, as they say.
Yeah. So you found some strange stuff in the archives?
Indeed. I call it Beltrami's attic. We have 150 years worth of accumulated history up there. We've got some real oddities, some antique dental chairs. If you see these things, it'll really get you to brush and floss and all that.
They used fear back then.
Exactly. I would say the building itself, though, is sort of the crown jewel of our collection. It's an old railroad depot, the Great Northern, right? They're still naming radio shows after the rail line, I see.
To radio shows a few years ago.
We just celebrated the building's, the Great Northern Depot's 105th anniversary, actually.
Awesome. So. Well, one of the interesting things, Gary, about you is that you came here from New York, the bustling Big Apple, and now you're here in Beltrami County. I got to ask... what's that transition like?
Well, you are correct. I'm from Queens, the juiciest bite of the Big Apple. It's hard to explain. There's a sort of a familiarity amongst the community here, which I have to say I've grown really fond of, to my surprise. In New York, you're sort of putting up these mental walls, trying to keep out 10 million other people, and you just can't bring those walls with you here. They're torn down right quick. It was maybe after a day and a half I started getting stopped on the street here. You're the New Yorker, huh? And followed by the 20-minute long chit chat being here is kind of like being at a family reunion. I've told people you sort of kind of know everybody before too long. But I appreciated it. We're here. We're embracing the adventure.
All right, great. Gary Rosman from the Beltrami County History Society. And...